And we have full council. Our recording is delayed. If you're listening to this online, we've called the council meeting to order and done the Pledge of Allegiance and just finished roll call. Moving forward in tonight's agenda, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion. And Millie will give the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. I have 9 items for consideration. Are there any for separate consideration?
Motion to approve items 1 through 9 on consent agenda.
Second.
I have a motion from Danielle and the second from Millie to approve consent 1 through 9. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Consent is approved. We are ready for claims with Kelsey.
Good evening. I did get a couple questions ahead of time that I'll go over. The first one was the North 6th building for the police, for the shed and garage clean out. That's a shed or garage that the police actually store stuff in. So they were cleaning out their own items. That's why it's under police. And the second question was about the leaf vac expense in the sewer collection. And so with JJ's departments, he has 3 departments. He can split it between road use, water distribution, and sewer collection. And historically we paid out a sewer collection. And it's my understanding is that if we clean up the leaves before they get into the system, that makes sense. So that was that description. Are there any other questions at this time?
Under capital projects, UWIALC, the sidewalk access, 1800.
So that was access for a house on South E, Sally, that they were having trouble getting to their residence. So our previous city administrator agreed to pay for a sidewalk to be put there.
Other questions?
I make a motion to accept these claims and financial reports for November 2nd, 2021.
I have the motion from Steve and the second from Fran to accept these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. Look forward to hearing more from you a little bit later. Moving forward for now, we have special event requests. We do have one officially on the agenda for Marion Avenue Baptist Church Live Animal Christmas Show. We have Pastor Michael Griswold here to answer any questions. If you'd like to speak to your event briefly, and then we can see if council has any questions. We know it's a big one.
Yeah. Basically, in a nutshell, we've done this every year, but we have our live animal Christmas play. And to stage people so they're not stuck out in the cold all the way past State Bank, we put up a tent in the middle of the street. It'll take the parking on our curbside, the street, and then the center parking. We block off from Washington to Jefferson just because the first year we did it, people would come down, hit the alley. They didn't see the big tent in the middle of the street. So then they tried to turn around and it got precarious. So we block off from Washington to Jefferson just to alleviate that. We set up on Thursday just because it gives us time to decorate. That's on the 9th there and get everything ready. And then we'll start using it for the weekend. And then they'll come pick it up on Monday before noon. So it'll be out of the way for that. JJ will put out the barricades. I'll set them out when we go to start and get everything done. And then I'll personally contact all the neighbors to make sure that they know we're blocking off the street for a few days. I don't know if you want me to go in more detail or if that kind of covers.
That covers it. And we know you have your boxes checked and your insurance attached in our packet. We see that. I would turn it over for council questions or approval.
Make a motion. We approve the Marion Avenue Baptist Church Live Animal Christmas Show, December 9th through the 13th of 2021.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Isla for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Congratulations. We'll look forward to it. Do you know how many states you draw from or countries or how many, what are your numbers?
I don't know what that looks like exactly. We'll probably have somewhere around 6,000 people, 5,000 to 6,000 total. We get everywhere from Texas to Canada to California. I know Alabama.
All over.
It's pretty much all over. It's getting bigger and bigger. So,
well, best wishes for another great year.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, sir. We'll move out of special event requests into presentation from the public. For council's information, we do have kind of a last minute request from hospice for something that Stephanie has joined us virtually to describe. We cannot take formal action, but basically if council has questions or concerns, you could address those in email to Sally or myself and we would pass those on. But in the meantime, we'll hear what Stephanie has to say and what they would like to do. Stephanie, I think your camera's off, but your microphone is working.
There we go.
We can see you, and the floor is yours.
All right. So as I'm sure that some of you are aware of, or you've noticed before in the past, November is Hospice and Palliative Care Awareness Month. And in the past, we put up purple ribbons around our beautiful downtown. And on those, we'll have a little information about Hospice of Washington County, but all hospices in general, citing what the hospice services are, when to utilize hospice, and the importance of advanced directive. We've done this several years in the past. We put it up in a way that doesn't harm the trees or the post. And I was just hoping for you guys' blessing to be able to do it again.
Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie. If council has any questions or concerns, as mentioned, you could just pass those on in email. Or if you have questions now, you can ask them. We just won't take formal action.
Sorry, go ahead.
Did she say there were signs she's putting up in Central Park? I didn't hear the first part of that.
There's small signs that attach to the ribbon. To give information to why the ribbons are up.
On the signs?
On the posts.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
going to say,
I thought
it was on the trees too. Yeah, that's right. The purple ribbons on the trees.
So I have a question because.
Posts.
Oh, okay. So if we're not taking formal action today, like November is, time limited. So are we having to wait until our second meeting in November for them to proceed?
No, we'll just go ahead and give permission unless council has any questions or concerns, which you can just pass on.
That was going to be my main question. I was like, we don't need to waste 2 weeks. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Awesome. All right. We'll continue on with presentation from the public. Thank you, Stephanie. Is there anyone that signed up to address council tonight?
No.
Is there anyone in the room that would like to address council at this time? If you are on the agenda, of course, you'll be allowed to speak then, but this would be the time otherwise. Seeing none, we'll continue forward in the agenda. New business. First item is discussion and consideration of the garbage services contract. You can see we have a memo from Sally. We have Steve Smith here to describe what's happening, which is basically a business sell, and the contractor transfer and everything would remain the same. And we can hear from Steve now and say congratulations on these moves that you're making. Why don't you just tell us what's going on and then we'll see if council has questions.
So Steve Smith from Johnson County Refuse. And what's happened with us is we've had a company come along and offer to purchase our business, our trucks, our assets, our buildings and everything. My wife, I'll jump around a little bit. She's ready to retire.
Yeah.
I'm not yet. It's what I can figure what I've done is it's a really good company. It's not a company that's from this area. It's not Waste Management Republic. It's called Lakeshore Recycling out of the Chicago area. They're not doing anything in Iowa yet, but they're trying to grow by acquiring companies over here. For you guys, there really would be no difference. They've agreed to follow our contracts. All of our employees will be staying on. They will have all of our trucks. I will actually be staying on as our district manager and still be in charge of everything. So it kind of puts everything to where there's no change. Is I will be running things just like I have. Rhett, who is my nephew, who is in charge of this area, he will be staying on and staying in charge. One of the things that I was important to me at the beginning, if this was going to go through, that they come up with a good package for our employees. They've come up with a good package for them to where it's hard for me to turn down because of them. I've got two guys that live in town here that work for us now. And all of our employees will be getting a couple dollar an hour raise. And they're with a, we got a, one of our problems with a small group of 35 is ends up being on the health insurance issue. This company has 14 or 1500 employees. So most of my guys will cut their health insurance and benefits and have better benefits and cut in half. So that's basically what they come up for them. And with me running things and they're committed to letting me run things as I have, there shouldn't be any real difference for the city of Washington or any of my other accounts. And basically what we'd be looking for, we have 17 city contracts. Seven of them require council approval to sign them over. You guys, your contract does not, but I'm trying to treat all of them the same and get the blessing of the city to go forward with this through a resolution vote, which I had given Sally and Kelsey a copy of what we had for the assignment of the contract. And so basically, if you guys got any questions for me, I guess at this point.
And we do have that attached to our packet. And thanks for coming to speak to us about it. Council, are there any questions for Steve and what this entails?
Everything stays the same.
I think you've covered it well. It's not a resolution vote. It's a simple motion and vote for council.
No, I would just say, I mean, that was kind of my same question, but knowing that you're going to be staying on and overseeing, that I would say congratulations. Yes,
thank you.
This is very
to your wife.
Yes, to your wife. but no, I mean, I've been very happy with the services that we've been receiving from Johnson County Refuse. And so.
And they will continue on with the name for 3 to 4 years, I believe is what it's what it's set for. So.
Great.
Well, thank you, Steve. I would entertain other questions or a motion.
I'll do a motion after my comment. Steve, we first hooked up with Johnson County Refuge. We had some concerns and you've objected all of those in a very positive way. And I think I would be like to say that I think you were thinking of your employees as well as yourself in this whole maneuver. That's kudos for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to make a motion that we approve this
new contract
resolution.
That it's not a resolution. It is a simple motion.
Well, it's a simple motion with Johnson Refuge contract.
I second.
Thank you. Thank you, Fran, for your motion and your comments, and Elaine for your second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. You have the council blessing. We'll sign the new documents as they become available.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Tell your wife vacation with three times.
Okay. Continuing forward, our next item of business is discussion and consideration of a resolution that would award bid to the Wellness Park Water Main Extension Project. You can see from Sally's memo that we had two bids, an engineer's estimate of $79,000 or $10,000 under. The low bid and recommended award goes to DeLong for $69,210 if council sees fit.
Motion to approve the resolution awarding the bid for the Wellness Park Water Main Extension Project to DeLong Construction for the amount of $69,210.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion. And Millie for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Justy? Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And we'll look forward to that project and some savings based off of cost estimates. Our next item is discussion and consideration of the Washington Water Main Improvement Task Order. This is from Fox, and if approved, would be for $71,440. A lot of engineering, and of course, this is the big one. This is our large water main project that we've been discussing at length. And we have Steve Supir that's joined us online. Steve, you're unmuted. Go ahead and speak to it if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah, this is for task order for some additional work that we actually already have completed a pretty large portion of it. This project originally started out as a three-area project, East Main and Washington Boulevard and a portion of West Madison Street. And as we got into the design and working with the previous administrator and some of the funding that had become available, it was decided to look at some other areas to add to that. Since we were already doing work on West Madison Street, which is a DOT right-of-way, it was determined that it would be a good idea to go ahead and add that additional length from H Avenue west all the way to Highway 1. And in addition to that, we also added a section from D Avenue to C Avenue. So we've added about 1,700 linear feet of water main to the project, which included an additional survey, additional property surveys, quite a bit of additional work just because the DOT right-of-way and additional work that goes along with that. So we're essentially just seeking to get compensated for some of the engineering effort that we've already put in, plus costs that we're going to have for construction administration and for staking during construction phase as well.
Thank you, Steve. Council, questions for Steve?
I make a motion that we approve the water main improvements for task order number 3424-20B.2. I'm sorry, I made a scratch. So is that?
No, that works. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have the motion from Danielle, the second from Millie. One question before I take the vote. Steve, what is the timeline for this project and bid and work to be done? Do you have any information on what we can look for there? What residents could look for?
Yeah, give you an update on that. Obviously, the previous city administrator had decided to wait on this project until the CDB grant funding was approved. The third time around that CDBG grant submittal was awarded to the city. Once we heard of that award, we've started the process of acquiring easements. So there are some easements to acquire on this project. I think we're going to have, I believe, up to 15 properties that we're going to have to get easements for. A good portion of that is for some sidewalk easement that was added to the project as well from H Avenue to Highway 1 in that section of the project. So they'll take a little bit of time to go through that process, but we're hoping to get all this done and completed, get the easements completed, and get the project awarded probably around the first part of March.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. I do have a motion and a second, a simple motion, I believe. So all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Steve. We'll look forward to updates as you continue.
Thank you.
Our next item, and Kelsey, you'll be up, is the next two items. The first is a resolution certifying internal debt and the related promissory note for the Wellness Park. I understood this to be TIF from the Business Park increments to assist in the work and dollars that we're doing on the Wellness Park, and that this was kind of an intentional part of the plan for how we are doing city business and using the TIF from the one for the other.
Yes.
What am I missing?
Nothing. I would just elaborate that. So last year when we did the certification, we certified 292,000. This year I'm certifying 43,000, which gets us to the 335,974 max, which is what is on the resolution. So after this next, hopefully, thing that you approve of my TIF certification, the internal loan portion will be done and we'll just wait for that payback to the Wellness Park.
Thank you, Kelsey. Other questions for Kelsey on this piece of business? It is a resolution.
I make a motion to approve this resolution for internal debt and
the promissory
note.
I'll second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Danielle for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
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 Ernest?
Yes.
And we will move forward with that item of business. Our next item is discussion and consideration of the fiscal 21 state TIF report. Tell us about your success, Kelsey.
I've never been more proud of myself. This was a nightmare. I spent the entire last week working on both the report and the certification, but I got everything to work out. I tried to follow Brent's lead with the spreadsheet that kind of gives the description of how I came up with everything that lists the TIF debt, the revenues, the debt payments, the new debt added, and how those numbers align with that really not great looking orange report that's right there. It's actually like 20 something pages, but it's a lot of mumbo jumbo. So anyway, I am happy to say that I completed the urban renewal report by myself. So that feels great.
Which we had.
Thank you.
Yes, way to go, Kelsey. We had put some money aside for consulting work and assistance for Kelsey. We talked about that. And while some of that came to a small bit of fruition, ultimately you shared that you just tackled it. And while there was multiple thousands of dollars like set aside to assist, you were able to do it.
I don't know if I can do it again next year, but I did it this year. So
good job.
Thank you.
No, well, we're proud of you for that. Anything else you'd, I mean, council, you'll recall, you've seen this year over year. It's something that Brent focused his energy on, and it was very monotonous, 20 pages, as mentioned. We don't include all 20 pages. It's just a basic state report, but it's detailed. Questions? This is also a simple motion.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion and Danielle for the second. Congrats to Kelsey. And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Look forward to that being submitted.
Yay, me too.
One more item related to Kelsey's work is the next item. It's a resolution that obligates and appropriates the urban renewal tax revenue funds for fiscal 23. What this was also part of the steps that relate to the subdivision or the country club subdivision that's being expanded, correct? Or is that not related to this?
Not yet. It will be.
Okay. That's what's next.
That's not on.
Not on the new agenda.
Not here.
Item number six
is discussion and consideration of agreement for surface transportation block grant program federal aid swap project West Fifth and Lexington.
Uh-oh.
Well, to my chagrin, that will be coming November 16th. There's a preview.
The agenda that is attached to the packet is correct. The agenda that was not attached to the packet is not.
Oh, okay.
So does that item exist or not exist?
Wait
for
the 16th.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be certified till the 30th.
I worked my butt off for this. I'm just going to walk away.
It was advertised.
So no action. Okay. So the item I described was that urban renewal area, and that is something that we regularly do, and that urban renewal area changes, and that enables us to do work with TIF 10-year and 15-year notes. And so in order to make sure everything is in order, we'll wait till the 16th.
I was going to say, Mike, it's in the packet. Like, I read about it, but it's not here.
I'm going to go check the posted agenda.
Can we bounce around in the agenda and move to the next item?
Go to the next item.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So if council can bear with me.
We want to wait
we'll
for
try.
Sally does minutes. I guess it's recorded. Okay, never mind.
I'd like to continue forward.
Sure.
Knowing that it's being recorded and that she can follow up on the minutes.
Okay.
So the next item of business would be consideration of agreement of the surface transportation block grant federal aid swap project for West Fifth and Lexington. This is just part of the process for that STBG grant for what we do on West Fifth and Lexington. Correct. So this, this is like the partnership that we do with the Washington County as previously approved. And this agreement is just part of the planned funding process. This is a simple motion as well.
Motion to approve the agreement for a surface transportation block grant program federal aid swap project for West Fifth and Lexington.
Thank you, Danielle, for your motion. Okay. Anyone over here? Yeah, perfect. Fran with the second. Any other discussion on this STBG?
No.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We will do that. I'm going to continue forward in the agenda and then circle back. So our next item as listed would be the third and final reading of an ordinance amending chapter 69.08.
Motion to approve third and final reading of an ordinance amending chapter 69.08, no parking zones.
Thank you, Isla, for that motion, and Steve for the second for this third and final reading. A roll call vote. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Spiders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Yes.
And that reading will be passed. For council's information, there was a parking petition that was left at our spot, and that will have been received by our city clerk. No action on this tonight either, or I'll make it available to everyone. This was a petition for parking in Green Meadows, listing some.
Bring that up during the once around.
Okay. Was this, did you leave this at my
desk? Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. And then Sally can also receive it and place it on file.
I left her a copy. Great.
Thank you, Fran. That was more as an FYI as we're talking about parking laws.
Yep. Gotcha.
In the meantime, between the once around, we'll circle back to the resolution discussed. Are we, the city attorney position is that we are good to proceed with that business?
It's on the post of the agenda, so
we're good to go. I've got it on mine. Just not here.
In order to maintain as little confusion as possible, or less confusion, Kelsey, why don't you clear up and explain what this item is?
Sure. This is the resolution for the 2020 fiscal 23 TIF certification. This is money that we're asking the county to give us for the TIF debts that we have. You'll see in the resolution that includes EBD. We're still trying to pay off an internal debt. Biodiesel, same thing. Reserves at Briarwood is still refunding money, or not refunding, what's it called? Rebating money to them. And then Wiley second is the Dollar Tree. We're just certifying the final amount for that to pay ourselves back.
Is that the East Washington Street sidewalk piece?
So no, this is the development agreement that we had with Wiley's. This is that final portion. The which I think
Southwest Business Park was the next one listed.
Yes. So the Southwest Business Park is also used to pay back on the East Washington sidewalk. So that is that large debt listed there. The downtown TIF is being used to pay back the Linda Lou's and some of the infrastructure costs for this building. And once we have that paid off, we will be using that for the downtown streetscape. Marshalls has a rebate agreement with us as well, and it's in the years that it's only 75%. And then lastly, we're still paying a rebate, I guess, for the Oakwood Village subdivision. That's the word.
Okay, perfect.
So, and we do theirs a little differently. We pay their bank directly for their the portion of TIF revenue that comes in, and we do have the LMI portion that's in with that. So we transfer 35.4% to the LMI TIF fund for everything that we get
for awesome.
TIF revenues.
Thank you.
That's a lot.
Kelsey, for that detailed information. Is there any questions?
I would make the motion that we approve this resolution.
Second. Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Steve for the second to approve this resolution on the eligible TIF for fiscal 23. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Youngquist? Yes. Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski?
Yes.
Steiger? Yes.
Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you, Council. Apologies to anyone in the room or listening for the confusion. That was a part of that item of business. If there's any remaining questions, you can direct them to City Hall. We'll move next into the workshop portion of tonight's meeting. We have discussion on ARPA funding. I did receive some comments, I think Council did as well, on ARPA workshopping and how monies could be spent. I think we should be clear that tonight's main purpose of the workshop is a specific departmental request that Jason Whistler has for what would be good use of money if council sees fit for a lift station, one that has over $200,000 budgeted for it in the next 5 years, but is proposed at a $90,000 fee and could be done immediately. Jason, why don't you take the floor, describe your proposed project, the supplemental information you gave council, and then we'll turn it over for questions.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, so the lift station is 40 years old, 20-year life expectancy, like I said. I was just trying, I just thought maybe it would be a good use of the money to then take it off of in 5 years from now, then we wouldn't have to replace it. It is kind of troublesome. We do have some nickel and dime things, and my main concern is the base plate, because it's a lift station that's above ground and with all the gas and everything, and now that the base plate is getting a little soft, and the new base plate would be stainless steel. I guess, do you have questions?
I did go see it earlier. I mean, and that is correct about the base plate being weak. I wondered questions too. It's 40 years old and it's working well. And do they make things just as good now? And why it makes me nervous to replace something when I know how well things were built in the past. And Jason kind of answered that question by telling about how it's the same people, the Smith and Loveless, that did it 40 years ago. They had all of the plans, the spec, the design. This is still Smith and Loveless.
Yes,
that correct. Has this different pump and the stainless steel base, and it's the same people, which is of some peace of mind to me. Council, other questions or anything I'm missing there?
So we could get it now for $90,000, but in 5 years it's going to cost us. What's the difference?
I don't know what it'll cost. That would cost in 5 years. I am in Brent's previous administrator in the capital CIP improvement plan. He had it earmarked for $200,000, which, if you add in engineering expenses and design fees, but if we just replace with the same, you don't have to have all that, and we can. You wouldn't have to have any excavation fees with the DNR, because we're just going to take this one off the top and put the new one on. It's about 4-hour deal for the guy to come do it.
So we couldn't say for certain what it would cost in 5 years.
Right.
It would be an educated guess that it would be more.
I don't see that this is not a good utilization of the ARPA funds, but I do feel like this is a once in a generation opportunity, these monies. And so I think that we need to have a conversation rather than like having things just kind of be brought to us randomly, like every meeting, that we need to be having a bigger conversation about what we want to do and how do we want to invest this money. I'm not opposed to this. I do think obviously this is, I've said it 1,000 times, infrastructure isn't sexy, and you know, nobody wants to spend $90,000 on this type of thing, but nobody wants this to not work.
Right.
More.
Right.
More. So I'm not opposed to this, and I will absolutely support it. But I just think for future, we have a bit more money left. And I think that we need to be having a more strategic conversation about how we spend it rather than just piecemealing it meeting after meeting.
I think it would be helpful, as council discussed. So infrastructure like this is the lowest hanging fruit that's most guaranteed for ease of reconciliation with the federal government. Yes. But Danielle is absolutely correct. As if that's the precedent that we set, we can absolutely look forward to another department head with another request in the next 2 weeks, and then another department head with another request in the next 2 weeks, all of which are valid. And but it's up to council to decide how they want to steer these funds. Some of the comments for people were that we have a public hearing on how to spend these funds. Mm-hmm. While that would be an option, I would remind the people that have said that we have public comment at every meeting where comment is welcome on ARPA funds or any topic. I think that inviting public comment would be helpful. When we had our initial discussion, we talked about infrastructure as the majority of the funds, but we had some consensus that spending a little bit of this money in an unconventional way, in a social services way, in a creative way, was on the table. And I think it'd be helpful if specific ideas in that vein were brought to council. So I'm open to the process of doing a public hearing and offering it up to anyone that would like to speak to ideas, with Kevin's advice on how we would do that. But I would reiterate what Danielle is saying, that it's a great use, but we will see more department heads with more requests in their own categories and their own work continue to come forward with this process.
And two, I'm trying to keep a mental calculator, but like how much is left to even like, so I'm not going to come with an idea if I have no idea how much we still have left.
What did we spend though?
And have we received half of our first
trunch?
Trunch. I know it's such a weird word. Trunch. That's what it is.
Is it trench? Trunch.
Trunch.
Trunch. Okay. I knew I wasn't quite there. That's what it's called. It's basically like a direct deposit for government entities.
So we did recommended $125,000
for this Country Club sewer boring. Yes, please do. Kelsey, would you update us on where we are currently at with our ARPA dollars?
We have received $538,720.54. And we have earmarked $540,000 for the water main from West Madison to Highway 1 and 92 that Steve had talked about earlier, and $125,000 for the MSJ sewer boring. That leaves us with $412,441.08.
And this would bring that to basically $320,000.
Yeah, so I mean, it's.
Yeah, that big chunk went to what Mr. Sapir just joined us for in the and the water main project that we talked about to really, and as we well know that our water main infrastructure is, and JJ's joined us online, what we have the most breaks with.
Yeah, we could spend all the money on water main infrastructure and still need more investment in water main. Perfect. Like, I mean.
Comments on my left.
I just have a question. This lift station, can you explain it a little bit more in
okay, so language? it's down in Parkside Estates.
Okay.
So it's a location where the sewer, everything comes from Green Meadows, and it goes up to the Kiwash Trail. Mm-hmm. So everything there comes down to this lift station and the trailer park. And it has to be lifted up to gravity sewer over.
Okay. And so, and life expectancy is 20 years.
Yes.
And we've been on borrowed time for 20 years.
I mean, that's, they say life expectancy when they build them and sell them.
Right.
It's
okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Maintenance and how much they run.
The consequences if this goes down for any amount of time.
An emergency repair that, I mean, it'll cost $90,000.
There's the way that I asked this question, there is an overflow that's not ideal, but if it were to fail,
right,
it's not like people's homes would not fill
right
with what remains. They would get an alarm and then there's an overflow and a valve that opens. So it's not like if imminent failure occurred, it wouldn't back up into people's homes. There is a redundancy in the form of an overflow.
And where However, does the overflow?
So once,
it goes
once,
into another.
It goes gravity. To the, once they put the new sewer in, that big new sewer that went down through Parkside Estates 10 years ago when mm-hmm. they built a plant, we were able to put a bypass line over, but it's up here and everything comes in this low, and the new sewer is this high. So we still have to lift it up. And that's part of the problem too, with when I say we were losing prime, we used to pump clear up to the armory. Mm-hmm. So then there was always back pressure on the check valves and holding mm-hmm. water in all the pipes. Well, now all it does is pump up to the ground and just goes over to the other sewer and drains out every time the pump shuts off. And so we burn up vacuum pumps and that's the main headache. Hmm. Yep.
So since we've had really good luck with this for 4 years, are the new pumps stainless steel? I mean, are they better than what we've got?
The pumps themselves, they have the coating. They're cast and they're coated. It's the same company. I mean, they're making basically the same pumps. Okay. These will actually be 10 horse instead of 15. So we're going to gain a little bit of efficiency there because we're not pumping clear up the hill. So there's a little bit of that, a little maybe power savings if you want to look at it that way too. but yeah, I think, and then the start and stop on them, the sensors are all located better on the newer ones. So it's, we're not messing up the check valves, and the check valves are easier to work on and change those seals. And yeah, okay. there's, yeah.
It's a lot more friendly. clean the dust then?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Other questions?
Do they have soft starts like the water wells do?
No, these do not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Great question. Other discussion?
I guess my question is overall for all departments, they've all been aware of this. Why have they not come forward yet with any request?
Well, I would say council, we had our initial discussion
right.
with Administrator Henson, mm-hmm. talked about infrastructure.
Right.
Everyone has a budget and they have a plan. I think it just, I can't answer that question for them exactly, but I would about bet the building that they will.
On some people and say, is there anything on your wish list?
Others have, there's a lot of people with the ear to the ground on it.
Another aspect of it is that it can only go for certain days.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm trying to think of an example. If Brendan wanted a new fire truck, that wouldn't be an allowable cost.
Right.
So
you don't need a new fire truck, you can get one.
Well, and it has to fit in the guidelines.
Right.
Right.
So that might be part of it. And maybe the thing that they're really wanting just doesn't.
Right. And
thank
again,
you,
this is a public health infrastructure bill for resiliency in the event of a next pandemic and recovery moving forward. So I want us to think about that and not just.
You would like to put it in that framework of our mindset. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
yeah, no,
fine.
Yes, I would, because the purpose is really to be like thinking about in 5 to 10 years, how does the investments that we make today make our community healthier and more resilient so that we don't have the same catastrophic impact of another pandemic.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
What is your timeline on a decision for this? Are you looking for a decision tonight? Are you looking for?
No, whatever you need.
Whatever yeah. council needs.
Yeah.
Council, it's up to you. I mean, we have the information that you need. Just like last 2 weeks ago, we discussed something and you have the information you need to make a decision, maybe, or maybe you don't. I'm at your will.
They've spent years and years repairing that off and on. I mean, it's just, it just happens all, it's going to happen.
I don't know if that's an argument for or against.
It's for, because I know how much they've spent and time they've spent repairing that thing, so.
And there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to repair it. And I'd rather be proactive than reactive.
Those are all reasonable.
And it covers a good area. I mean, it covers quite a few houses. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I went and saw a tour, stuck my head just the right amount of clothes to look at everything. No.
That's why you didn't eat before you went.
Yeah.
What did Kelsey say after we had the 2 days we've approved? How much do we have?
So we'll have 320 about. Yeah.
Right now we've spent 412 remain. If this is approved, 320 remain.
Okay. And we spent more than our first tranche, or approved more than our first tranche we've received.
50% of it's still there.
Yeah. This is a pretty important project. I mean, they fixed it.
Well, not,
and I agree with that. I mean,
I really see what Danielle's saying about, you know, we need to, there's some other things. I'm not sure exactly what, and nothing's been brought to us in that line for, you know, public health. So I want to make sure we spend some of them on that act.
And if council sees fit, we'll use Kevin for the appropriate listing and we can do a public hearing, or I mean set a public hearing and have one for anyone that has an idea that they'd like to present. We'll open it up and listen to them. If it's not clear, I think we are pretty good at listening to public comment, but that would be another avenue to solicit ideas for what some of you have spoken about in that other category. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just appreciate that, because I do, like, again, I feel like this is a good project, a worthwhile project, but we don't get, I mean, to me, like, the money that I typically deal with from the federal government is very earmarked, and this is pretty broad.
One like, positive.
This gives us more opportunity.
Spot on. One positive that I did take from it is our CIP has, you know, $200,000 for this, and this uses 90, and that kind of clears up that $200,000 in that time that council can then pivot with more flexibility to use however is fit.
I agree. And so
that's one positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And so like, if we're going to flip the checkbook, then that's great. But I do think that I want to switch that conversation so that we are thinking about the purpose behind this money and the reason why it was given out to communities.
Any other comments on that philosophy wise? And are we ready for, I would entertain that or I'd entertain a motion in any fashion.
Can we vote on this?
Yeah, let's do that. Council, what?
Motion to approve.
Second. So I have the motion from Isla to approve this. The second from Steve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So we have council consensus on this project. And then I'm also hearing some directives to do the public hearing and open it up.
Have like a workshop and just invite public to come
yep.
and discuss
yeah.
it.
Really so I would do that. And I know we have a pretty big meeting next time on November 16th.
Thank you, council.
Oh yeah, thanks, Jason.
What's your timeline on this now?
So I the way I'm seeing it, it's going to be 20 weeks before we can get it ordered, or it'll be here by the timeline of wow. being well, built. And
but I mean, is weather going to at all impact anyway? So it might
right. Be. So hopefully by yes, early in the spring.
Okay.
So
keep pressing your fingers.
Yeah.
So you have 20 more weeks of lifespan.
Then I say that we'll probably leave ARPA funding workshop on our agenda for our next meeting. And as we've had public comment and it was on the meeting tonight, I'll leave it on the meeting or leave it on the agenda for next meeting and invite comment.
Kelsey, how much have y'all left now?
320. 441.08.
Thank you.
I just like to remind folks, like we have until 2024 to basically say how we're going to spend it and then through 2026 to actually spend it. Not saying that we have to, but like if we think about any of these projects that might have an annual cost that, you know, we might want to make investments over a 3-year period, like, so it wouldn't just necessarily have to be a one-time expense.
I think those are great, great comments.
I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a, well, it's not quite a blank slate, but a relatively blank.
But
slate.
I mean, there's parameters, but I mean, this is the time for us to be thinking creatively about, you know, even the impact on mental health. You know, Jim, I talked to you about hiring a social worker. I mean, even just some of those types of things, thinking outside the box, thinking about childcare and the needs that we have, you know, housing and the needs that we have. There's a lot of opportunity that fits right in line with what our priorities are as a city.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I did receive a constituent email that all of council received too. So if you didn't see that, check your email. There was comment for one idea on spending.
And I would say too, because I know that that's been something that's being discussed quite a bit at work. So I know that that was a concern of basically of like how to actually put that into place, you know,
yes.
that would be a bit more complicated, but not out of bounds of what the money can be used for.
Perfect. I'm going to pull out of this unless there's any other comment at this time. We'll move into department reports and the once around. Chief, you're up. Anything for us?
Not a lot. Halloween was mostly uneventful. We did have about 300 trick-or-treaters go through our trunk-or-treat thing up the Y that participated in that. So, a good time up there. And last week we had 6 more thefts from unlocked vehicles. So,
a constant reminder for people to lock their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Kelsey, Sally?
I just wanted to let everyone know we're having the public meeting for the West, where the water main extension is going for those property owners next Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the fire station training room. Those letters are going out soon if they haven't already, and hope the Steve will be down here to answer any questions you may have and
thank you for that update. Anything else from you, Kelsey? Sally, what do you have for us?
I have some registration information if anybody is interested in the Municipal Leadership Academy from the League of Cities. So if you would like one, just let me know and I'll put it in your mailbox.
Awesome. Thank you. Once around, shall we start on the inside this time and work out? I forget what we did last time.
I think you started inside last time.
Outside it is. We'll go with Elaine first and then bounce around. Elaine, do you have anything for us right now?
I do not.
Okay. Danielle, do you have anything for us right now?
Yeah, I have a question. Did you guys find out anything from Kyle about lead levels in the water? Or I'm sorry, fluoridation levels.
He did send his last test in that he was still waiting on the last I heard. And he had some more information. He had given some information at a department head meeting, but I think for council, he wanted to make sure he had the latest numbers. Okay. So we're still waiting on that.
Okay, super.
Yep.
And I want to say I appreciate you guys bearing with me. This has been kind of this is some of the ARPA funds and, you know, how they're utilized. It hits very close to home and to work. So I appreciate you bearing with me. I want to just say congratulations to Kelsey on all of that work. I know that this was kind of the first time for you having to go through that. So bravo. And I do just want to say, like, I think that Sally and Kelsey have been working incredibly hard. They've been doing a really great job. And I think we need to publicly announce that and just acknowledge that, because they have been doing this job longer than we had anticipated them doing it, and will continue doing it longer than we had anticipated them doing it. And so I do think that there needs to be some additional consideration and conversation about that. Maybe not in this informal setting, but moving forward.
Very well and well put. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll swing back this way.
Yes, I have something.
Yes, you do.
I gave you all a copy of the petition that some of my constituents brought to my attention. We're having some parking issues, specifically with one landowner that's a very bad neighbor, very, very bad neighbor.
So this petition is really all about one person?
Yeah, basically that's what it comes down to.
And I imagine that person's name.
Surprisingly, it would be a relative of a past mayor.
Well, fair enough, too much.
And I shared this with council for the media. I was not given permission to give this to you. I did get permission to share with council. So I will not be sharing this with you until I get permission to do so.
I think when we receive a petition, like it, the city clerk, it is available to the public. Okay. That's kind of how the law is.
I was not given permission to do that, so, but she can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's right? That's
in there. There's a map, basically, of what they want done. They want no parking on the side of the street where their mailboxes keep getting ran over.
Cool.
By high school kids. And that's the way they said it, high school kids, not elderly adults, high school kids.
Well, on file, I think, have they interacted with the police department at all?
I was told, and I'm just a messenger at this point to remind you, that the PD has been called out there numerous times for
Chief,
parking any issues.
I may.
Yes.
Green Meadows Drive parking complaints in 2021. We had one on October 23rd. Yeah.
Well, I could numerous. This is
that was regarding ongoing issue of subjects parking in front of hydrants and blocking other driveways.
Yep.
When the officers responded,
the same.
There were no violations.
But there was only one call in the
right.
whole year.
There were no violations taking place when the officer responded.
I think this is helpful because the petition shows us how it's serious, but I do think, and I have to say it out loud, if we start in the business of like changing laws and ordinances for one, like for individual homes at a time, that right. could be a very slippery slope that has
you
unintended consequences. But I do think having a petition helps us be able to do better. And then I think we have to speak to these people to call it in. If they don't call it in.
I did encourage them to call everything in. Because the picture that they took where you can't even get a car through, I asked them, I said, well, did you call the police department? Well, no, I just took a picture. Call the police department. Let's get it documented somewhere.
Yeah, they're being a bad.
Documentation does everything. Well, right, Chief.
The drama.
Documentation.
So thank you, Fran. Good.
So If that's okay, we'd like to put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
Put what?
Put this.
No parking on that area?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this after.
Okay. The process of doing that.
Very good.
Okay. I did my job as a as
you did
a
your job.
I brought it forward.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm done.
Very good.
Yeah. The Mill Seed Company, from the estimate we've got there, is being transferred to the backside of the Kellner factory, the old Kellner factory. don't you just love this guy?
Oh, it's not that good to you.
And also, I have complained numerous times about the windows at the old Kellner factory not being taken care of. But also around back behind the old Kellner factory where they took down that big Kwanzaa hut, there's probably a 6-foot drop off into what used to be a basement, and it's full of weeds and everything else. There's nothing around it. I mean, we got a problem we need to take care of. And other than that, nothing.
Do you have any updates on the court process that you're going through?
The mail, we sent a notice to him in the mail, and there's a time to appeal for due process. And the green card, it took 12 days to get from Washington to Washington. So the appeal period passed, so we had to start over. So we are doing that process, and now we'll start on the calendar factory behind. I mean, and if he's moving stuff from them, that may be why he's moving stuff to the calendar factory, if we got in on him about stuff at the Mill Seed Company. So we are going to take into account both locations.
Very good.
We had started that process, and by the time the mail took 12 days to get there. From Washington, I went to Washington.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update. So we'll maybe keep we'll keep on it. Isla, did you have anything for us?
I did have a phone call from a citizen in my neighborhood about the ARPA money and wanting discussions about that at a meeting. So I'll let them know, and they can come to the.
Good. I think just leaving it on and making sure not only are we receptive, that we remind and say that we are receptive to input.
Yes. And kudos to the police officer who dealt with the young man, the older man at Boxcar Treasures the other day. I did text the chief because there were several people in there. This man came in and obviously had serious mental problems. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know how he got there. I suppose he was 80 some maybe years old from Aledo, Illinois. And by that time, we're all crying because he's, you know, lost.
Upset. Yeah.
You know. But one of our officers came and was very patient and taking the information. And so chief's supposed to find out if he ever got back to Aledo, Illinois.
How did he? Never mind.
It was really awful, basically.
Well, they serve all the time. I think every day there's something. It's a big one.
So, on that happy note,
Thank you. Before I switch over, Millie, I think updates for me, just lots of meetings this week, lots of shared meetings. There's an EMS advisory meeting, which is like the initial one that the county supervisors are starting, and we have different representation there. There's Leadership Washington. There's also a class of Leadership Iowa that's all around the state that'll be in the county, in the southern part of the county, on Thursday. I'm excited to just be doing lunch for them and saying hi. Of course, it's election day, so we are incumbents unopposed. The school board will see what happens with that. I think everyone knows it's election day. And my nephew's birthday this weekend, which will be lovely. He will be 5. He is a piece of work. Yeah. So that's
after all.
I was told that they were birds of a feather, which is great. You can't. We understand each other. So that's just a personal sharing. But anything for us?
There was an email that went around. I think several of us got it about the yards on South 12, across from the new houses being built. And I know Elaine. Someone said
they're
Actually, Jack did finally get a hold of the company, and that company is supposed to be back in town. Have they been there here yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. I just, you know, because I know a couple of the people I think have already done the work or paid for it.
Unfortunately, I believe it's been closed. And this is my opinion. This is something that's happened. This happened way last spring. Now, Alliant came in and did some more digging, and they immediately brought in a crew, and the right down on South 12th, and that crew did an amazing job of repairing where they had done the digging, which makes this other company, this work, look awful. And these people are very, very frustrated, and I totally understand it. Unfortunately, we don't have any funds to withhold. In my opinion, I feel that if this person doesn't stand by his work, we don't have a whole lot of choice, but the city needs to go in and make it right.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't either.
Okay. So, well, we have talked about it. South 12th, they last spring, I'm not sure who it was, came in and dug up. So there are about five houses, and they went in and laid some dirt down, threw some seed, and the only thing that grew were weeds. And the weeds, I mean, and I understand we were in a drought situation, but to compare the work that this company did to the work that the company that Alliant had come in, the company with Alliant, they came in, they brought in new dirt after they dug it up. They put in all new seed, and the seed was good seed. They laid straw down to make sure that the seed would stay. And they handed the homeowners that they had dug up extra seed to put out. The company that, I don't even know what the digging was from prior to this, they didn't lay straw down. They didn't return to make sure that the weeds didn't just grow. They didn't bring extra soil in after digging and putting all this stuff in. So, and all they would have needed to do is use good seed, bring new soil in because they had disturbed all of that, and lay water down good and lay straw down, and they probably wouldn't be in this mess.
So is this a nuisance issue, or what is the process for the problem that is being described to me?
So we're working with the engineer. Keith Pinkle is taking the lead as far as our staff is concerned. The engineer finally got a hold of the contractor after having much difficulty getting a hold of the contractor who did the work. They're returning this month to look at it, determine what they'll do or not do, and then we'll have a better idea of what we need to do to make it work.
Would you ask Keith to update council on that, or the councilors that are concerned about it? Thank you. Sounds frustrating.
Yeah, there's been several emails. There's been emails going on all summer long.
Yeah,
I thought you were included in
on. Oh, actually, I think I might be now that we talk about it.
Yes,
and I was
recently. Yeah, it's just been Aaron Rugg talking with Jack Pope, and then finally, just this week, I got copied in on a couple of emails. So
Yeah, I had just like done my landscaping work and like sprayed my weeds and.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Aaron, I do have one on.
Okay.
Is Millie done?
So go ahead.
Since the leaves are falling so late, are we going to extend leaf vac?
I think the leaf vac goes until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's what the update I heard in the department head, which will be 1, 2, 3 more weeks and a day.
Okay.
And a lot of times it goes that much longer, but then he'll do one swing around town. The update I heard that JJ said at the department head meeting this morning was the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay, I just had somebody ask me as well.
So, yeah, great question.
Okay, I would make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, second. all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Return. I almost just hit the gavel. Aye. Yep.